Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Dick Gaven of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. Chris Bishop's our guest, our good friend. ImprovisingCareers.com is how you find him online. I hope you'll check that out. Chris, when's your new book coming out?
That's a good question, Jim.
I'm going to keep bugging you until you get your book done, because there's an amazing book waiting to come out of you. I know. So
well, it's mostly written, actually. In fact, I have a meeting with a publisher editor next week. That's the next step.
Right.
I'm going to have someone who's written a book take a look at it and say, yeah, leave this, take this out. This is stupid.
Well, let me tell you something.
You and I
have talked about this before, but you're a better judge of what needs to come out and what needs to stay in than they are. Believe it or not, I believe you are. So we'll talk about that a little bit later on. I want to switch topics just a little bit, and I want to ask you if you think technology as it stands right now, as technology is today. You're a big thinker in this area. Is technology serving us, or is it binding us up? Is it getting to the point where we've adopted so much? Is it continuing to be very productive, or is it being a little unproductive? What do you think? What do you think the balance is there?
Well, so as you well know, Jim, I'm an optimist, right? I'm a technology optimist. So I think it's always a little of both or a lot of both, depending on sort of what geography you sit in or what vertical you're working in or whatever. But I think overall, from a meta perspective, it's enabling and empowering, just as technology has done for the past 500 years. I mean, the net result of technological advancement is that people live better, they live healthier, they communicate better, they're able to learn faster and easier, they're able to travel more easily. I mean, on and on.
But it's happening so fast. The innovations and the change, the velocity of the change is happening so fast. Moore's Law compounded seems to me, and you know me well enough to know that I'm no Luddite. But
yeah,
but for sure. But still I see some of the things that we're having to deal with where technology is creating issues. And one of them, and I'm not even talking about social media, that's a whole other topic, but one of them is the ability of companies, big companies, to quantum leap their competitive level above smaller companies now with technology in a way that they couldn't have done 30, 50, or 100 years ago. I like to say that when the Dodge brothers left Ford, they basically just went and bought the same tools that Ford had, just maybe used because they couldn't afford the new ones. But they basically were able to compete with him straight up, just on a smaller scale. Today, Billy Joe Bob and Loreno Main Street cannot have the same power as Amazon does.
I disagree. I think that they can, in fact, leverage a lot of the same technology that the big guys like Amazon and Google have for a couple of reasons. One is that things like AI, even that's a whole other conversation, but tools like that are being made more and more available as open source kind of platforms, like
but
Amazon.
We're always going to be a generation or two behind them, more than ever before.
I don't think so. I think you can. Google makes a lot of their really powerful TensorFlow neural network kind of tools available to, in theory, mom and pops or small businesses. And back to our conversation about, you know, leveraging network capabilities. I mean, you can find resources online that can do a lot of what the big companies are doing. And the flip side of what you're describing is that a lot of people working at big companies don't want to work at big companies. They want to start their own companies, or They want to go work at a smaller, nimbler.
But would you agree with me that if you have a small business, almost of any kind, and you're still operating it the way you did in 1998, you're probably not going to be able to compete much longer?
Well, as we used to say at IBM, that's a going out of business strategy.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't maintain it the way you have been doing it. I would say bring in some. You know, we used to say at IBM, you know, bring in somebody who doesn't know it's supposed to be hard.
Exactly. But they're going to have to get good at the artificial intelligence, and they're going to have to be better at managing information more and managing stuff less, aren't they?
Yeah. And again, another model I use is, you know, the fact that IBM still sells big mainframes, and all the global banks and major airlines and manufacturing facilities use them. But Google doesn't, and Amazon doesn't, and Facebook
Chris,
doesn't.
I gotta wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Chris Bishop.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.